Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Well, what a night that was. The Eriski Noise arrived back at the ferry courtesy of the local police, absolutely drunk. They had visited the 8 distilleries on Isla and showed up worse for wear. This morning, however, they are all up bright and breezy, much to the consternation of the captain.
I can't believe that those three old codgers are up and around this morning, wolfing down the fry-up of a breakfast, especially after last night's fiasco.
Oh, you can't blame them. Three fine ballyhooked in the town. They have to let their hair down sometime.
Well, I don't think it's right, not at their age.
Is it you're jealous because you have no hair to let down?
I chose to have my hair shaved like this. Anyway, it's not about me. It's not even about them. We have to get going and make our way to Kennacraig. Now we have a full complement of crew. Is everything ready for takeoff, Dick?
There'll be a slight delay, Captain. Sandy's down in the boiler room stoking up the engines with chip fat oil.
He's been at that for the last 4 hours. What's keeping him?
He says he's not as used to it as Scotty was.
Isn't that the truth? My fine ballach of a man had muscles in places where you don't even have places.
Now, Maggie, don't you be getting all maudlin on me. Scotty made a decision to leave the ship, and that is that. We have to put up with what we've got. Dick, tell Sandy to put some welly into it. We need to get going this morning.
Okie dokie, Captain. Sandy, the captain says to put your wellingtons into the boiler to get us going.
Extremely dangerous if he had a brain. Thank goodness that is not the case. Anyway, eventually the ferry is moving and on its way to Kennacraig, but 1 hour into the journey, there is a dreadful noise.
What on earth was that noise?
Sounded as if it were coming from the below bit of the ship, Captain.
Dick, you stay here. Crawford, Maggie, come with me. Oh, remind me to get a lift fitted to this ship, Crawford. Now, Sandy, what on earth was that noise? It sounded as if the engines had blown up.
It was the engines blowing up. I assume that when this little dial thing here goes into the red and stays there for any length of time, the engine overheats and blows up.
Goodness me. If you knew that, why did you let it get so hot?
I didn't know that. It was an assumption. Anyway, now I know, I won't let it happen again.
Can you get them started again?
Hold on, I'll just try. No, don't think they will.
What are we going to do?
If Scotty were here, he'd know what to do.
Well, he's not. So what are we going to do?
Why no get a good hammering with a spanner? That might help.
Or maybe give it a good talking to.
It's worth a try.
I was being ironic. Sandy, you know how to repair radios. Surely this is the same sort of thing. It's mechanical after all. I thought you knew about these things.
If you leave it with me for a couple of hours, then I could perhaps look into tying a little bit of electrical tape round the spigot, and then taking a wire from there to this terminal block and trying to rope it to the aerial. That'll cause a bit of friction between the pistons and the crankshaft, and if I send a charge through it...
Have you any idea what you're talking about?
Not really, but I find if I talk out loud, then ideas just float into my head. Anything's worth a try.
Well, I'm going to have to send out an SOS for an engineer. Crawford, get back up to the bridge and radio the harbour master at Kennacraig.
Hold on, hold on. If you get another engineer onto the ship, I will walk out.
And if you're going to walk out, can you make sure you use the gangplank while we're at sea? Crawford, get us an engineer.
And so an SOS is put out for an engineer to attend the Glenmidden, much to Sandy's chagrin. Within no time at all, a helicopter deposits an engineer on the deck of the Glenmidden.
Thank goodness you've arrived. The engine's just packed up and our chief engineer has gone away and left us with the radio engineer looking after the boiler and engines. It's a bit of a mess.
Never fear, Norbert's here.
Norbert?
That's me. Don't wear the name out. Norbert Naismith, plumber to the stars. Did you know I once unblocked Rosemary's U-bend?
Oh, is she as stuck up as they say? I hear she didn't really sing in her records, but that it was a small deprived orphan that got no money for the privilege.
No, she's a lovely woman, and such a pristine U-bend, after I got my hands on it. Anyway, lead me to your engine.
This way.
Have you ever thought of getting a lift put in?
Never mind that. There's the engine. Crawford, where's Sandy?
He's over there. He's fallen asleep again.
That poor man is a martyr to his necrolepsy.
Narcolepsy, Maggie. God alone knows what necrolepsy is. I dread to think. Well, have you found the problem?
Looks like your big end's gone. There's a strong smell of chip fat as well, which means you have a leak from the kitchen.
We never use leaks. They're the devil's onion. I use good old-fashioned Cybos.
Maggie, I think he's talking about a different kind of leak, which we don't have. That smell is our fuel. Have you got a problem with your teeth?
No, but you have a problem with your engine. And so you're looking at the best part of £5,000 to put it right. Then there's labour and travel.
Travel? But you're here for goodness sake.
Yes, but those stairs are steep. No, I'd say a good £7,500 should cover it.
Really? And I say... off!
What is the captain to do? He sends Norbert off, and once again the harbour master contacts them to say he's another applicant to send over. Having no alternative, the captain agrees, and they wait on deck for his arrival.
I don't know what you saw wrong with the last one. He was a fine young barber.
Maggie, he was 70 if he was a day, and he was a plumber. We don't need a plumber, we need an engineer.
Yes, but he seemed to have all the right tools. I noticed them swinging from his trousers, you know, on that belt thing of his.
Well, I say, if he'd only given the job to me, oh engineer, this would never have happened.
We'll never know, will we? Anyway, no point in looking at the past. We have to look to the future. And unless we get an engineer out here soon who knows what he's doing, we won't have a future. Right, now let me do the talking. Here he comes.
Scotty!
Maggie, let it go.
No, look, it's Scotty getting out of the helicopter.
Scotty?
Aye, have you never seen an engineer afore? What have you done to my gorgeous engines?
Oh, excuse me. You can't just come walking onto this ferry and think all is forgiven. And why are you here anyway? What happened to the good life aboard mischievous Maggie, the luxury liner?
Well, it was too clean. Everything was gleaming. You could eat your dinner off it. An all-day wealthy woman feeling my bahookie every night at the ladies, excuse me. It wasn't me. Apart from all the one, I miss my friends and my engines.
Well, I suppose I could let you have a look at the engines and see what you can do with them. We'll look into your re-employment when we get to Kennacraig.
Oh, aye. Well, you'll have to look into twa re-employments when we get there. Don, big, tight-fisted purser is back and all. He's waiting at the harbour for us. He wouldn't have paid the helicopter fare.
He's back too? What happened?
He got caught charging folk to use the life belts at the fire practices. Now, let's get down to the engines.
Scotty, my love, it's so good to have you back. Put your big, strong, muscular arms around my waist and give me a hug.
Oh, if I thought I could get my arms around your waist, I might.
Ach, he still loves me.
Well, it looks as if the crew are back together again. Scotty has come back, and next week we see the return of the purser. I'm coming over all moist with appreciation. Never mind, someone else can clean it up. Meantime, with Scotty back, Maggie is going to dig her claws in even further. And you don't want to miss that, now do you? Well, tune in next week, same time, same channel, for more from the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.